Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Is it 95.7 The Game?
Let's
or is it
go.
WIP?
Let's
what are we doing
go.
Here?
Go! Woo!
Lock in, Willard.
Let's
lock
go!
In.
Let's go. It's Wednesday. That's how you start a Wednesday.
Hump day.
How you doing, partner?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Woo.
I mean,
ready.
I've had myself a morning, and it's one of those mornings where you just can't wait to get to work, and you walk in, and it gets hot right away in the crossover, and I love it.
It's the best. It's the best.
I love this job, and I love those two men, and I love my partner, and being able to sit here and talk about all things sports, I'm ready for it. Let's go. It's Wednesday. It's the day where we start to turn the calendar from week two to week three. Coming up in about an hour, we will make that transition with Greg Cosell.
That's right. A little bit less than an hour, in fact, right? Are we going to do that at 3 or are we going to do that at 3:15?
Usually 3, but...
3:15, right? We're going to do Greg... Yeah, 3:15.
Okay.
No, my bad.
No,
you said in about an hour. I think that's exactly an hour.
Well, I was thinking about halfway through the Cosell. Normally, we do the first half with Greg on week two, and then we'll pivot to week three, and we'll talk about the Rams. And so, you know, get your last Minnesota Vikings takes in now, because, you know, we're about to make that pivot.
Yes, we are. And we have so many questions for Greg Cosell. Why is scoring down again?
Field goals are up.
Fourth year in a row. Why can no one pass for 300 yards anymore? Anybody having trouble on their fantasy team finding a quarterback who can, like, I don't know, complete passes or something like that?
And I got you this week, so I have a choice make between C.J. Stroud and...
Oh, let me know. I'll help you. Well, who do you got?
No, and CJ Jared and Goff. Who? Hang in there, Jared.
Oh.
Hang in there, big guy.
Wait a minute. Who, Jared Goff is playing who? Detroit is at Arizona?
Yeah.
And C.J. Stroud, the Texans, will take on...
I'd have to look it up.
Someone. Okay.
You're going to have to face Jared Goff. Because that Arizona game, scoring is down, but not in that game. That game is first 1-40. Arizona's defense is not great.
What did the Rams get against them last week?
Well, the Rams,
I mean. 10 points?
We can talk about the Rams, we will. The Rams are not an NFL offense right now.
Houston, you got a problem because you got Jared Goff, and I got Amon-Ra St. Brown. So he can throw all the touchdowns he wants. As long as he throws him number 14, everything's going to be fine. But anyway, nobody wants to hear about our stupid fantasy teams. They want to hear about the 49ers, and the number is 888-957-9570. And maybe it's just this kind of day, because our text thread throughout the morning sort of felt, I mean, much lighter, in a lighter way, because there are like videos of your daughter on there throwing things on the driveway, which is hysterical.
Well, it's just, Grandy had a little bit, of a tantrum on the thread, and I was in the middle of a tantrum with an actual two-year-old, and so I wanted to share it.
Apparently, it's in the water.
Okay.
It's in the water. I wish it was Tuesday, because it's Tantrum Tuesday, but it's just, it's not. It's Wednesday. But I get it. Where Grandy was coming from on at least one of these. And we're going to get Grandy in here to defend himself. And we're going to enter you into the conversation at 888-957-9570. This is with the cleats and Convos with Debo Samuel podcast, part of the Bleacher Report Network. There were a few things said. He had Brandon Ayuk on as a guest. So it's Debo and it's Brandon. It's the moderator asking questions. And Debo made a statement that we would like to let you hear right now with regard to his team, the Super Bowl, where this is going from here. Check it out, and then we'll talk it out.
Kind of same thing, kind of like be your best self, and like as long as you know you left it all out there, and like win, lose, or draw, like as long as you know you gave it everything, it's like you ain't got no regrets at all.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like my eyes, like I've been on the best team in the league for a while.
Catch that last sentence.
Best team in the league for a while.
We've been the best team in the league for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
How's that grab you?
I mean, it grabs me two ways. On the one way, hearing it from him, I agree. You've been the best team for a while. You have the best roster. You have the best head coach. You've got a quarterback who's among the best. Yeah, you've been the best team in the league for a while. The other piece of it is, the best team in the league for a while wins at least one title. And that's where, you know, you talk about the best team in the league. Like the Warriors were the best team in the league
sure. For
a while. And they won two. They would have won three had Klay and KD not gotten hurt. So, yeah, best team in the league for a while. You got it done. And I'm thinking about baseball. And I know this one will hit you a little bit different because I do think that the Dodgers have been the best team in the league for a while. And let's take aside the bubble chip. And I don't even want to make that a part of this conversation. But if the Dodgers don't win this year or next year or the year after, then it rings hollow because they've been the best team in the league for a while, right?
Well,
it seems like it.
Have they?
But they haven't won.
The definition for many people, and this is always like, this is what we're basically boiling this down to.
Right.
Is, you know, does the best team always win? I know a lot of people who think, well, that's just flat out the definition. If you win, you're the best. And if you don't, you're not. Other people want to get more contextual about it. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson get hurt. Were the Warriors the best team? They didn't win. The Raptors won. Does that make them the best team? Or are the Warriors the best team and the best team doesn't always win? That's sort of at the core of all of this. Here's what I'll say, and then Grandy, you should jump in and give us your reaction to it. I'll just say this real quick. Debo Samuel saying we've been the best team in the league for a while. For 49er fans right now, that is hard to hear. It just is. I get it. You've lost a couple Super Bowls. It's a frustrating sort of a feeling all offseason, followed by a frustrating offseason, followed by a frustrating outcome on Sunday, followed by the news that you're going to be gone for a while. So that's what leads us to the moment where Debo's like, yeah, we've been the best team in the league for a while. It's very hard to hear. On the other hand, two things. One, he's on the team, and therefore, I always feel like he has to feel that. Of course he feels that way. Do you know how many players think that they have the best team? The Chiefs all think it. I bet the Eagles all think it. The Lions think it. The Bills think it. The Niners think it. There are probably more who think it. There are other teams right now that we're not even putting in that conversation. For the moment, the Bucks and Vikings think that they might actually, watch us cook. So, of course, he thinks that. Combined with this, here's where I want it. And, Grandy, this is where I want you to really, you're going to have to pick a side now. We're the best team in the league for a while now. And you're like, no, you're not. You haven't won. In the next sentence, most Niner fans I know will say, you should have won both of those Super Bowls. If you think they should have won, that means you think they're the best team. No?
No, they didn't win.
But you thought
you get crowned the best team by winning the Super Bowl.
Or some feel you just get crowned the Super Bowl champion. That doesn't necessarily equal best team.
It is so laughable to come out and say you feel like you've been the best team in the league for a while now, where over the last 5 years, you've won zero and a different team has won three.
Yep.
That is incredibly sad. Wild. It's ridiculous. That's even a thought in your head.
Okay.
There's a difference between being the most talented team in the league, having the having the best roster in the league. I think the Niners certainly have that. But by not winning the Super Bowl, by the way, having the most talent on your roster and still not winning makes it even more embarrassing.
See, that's some big breath right there.
No, it is.
That's some big breath.
And I get it, and he's not wrong in having that opinion and that feeling. And if you want to put it into mathematics, since 2019, when Debo was a rookie, the Niners have the fifth most wins in the regular season.
Okay.
Not first, number five. And if you want to talk about Super Bowls, as he mentioned, Kansas City has three. Tampa has one, and I guess the other one was the Rams. And the teams that have more wins than you in the regular year, Chiefs, Bills, Packers, and Ravens. So you're the fifth best team in the regular season, and in the postseason, you probably have the second most wins, but you've got zero rings.
Wait, Grandy, can we explore one more side of this, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you feel, let's just go February, you feel like the Niners should have won?
This past February?
Yes.
They should have won that football game.
Okay, well,
they are a hell of a football team, but they come up short.
Okay, but hold on. Your contention in feeling that they should have won, how do you reason with the idea that then somehow you don't believe they're the best team? Why do you feel they should have won?
Because you are only the best team in the league if you win the league, and the Niners have not won the league.
So, it flips to sort of, it's a little chicken or the egg. Who's the best team? Are you allowed to have that conversation before the game, or can you only have it after the game?
You can have it whenever you want.
Yeah, the results tell the story, period. So the Raptors were better than the Warriors that year, Grandy?
Yep.
Okay. I respect that. I don't see it that way, but I respect it.
So were the Cavs, even when the Warriors won 73.
Okay. I respect it. I get it. It's a little mathematical brain, as you said, thinking for me.
For me, it's more about the term better. And you've heard many athlete and many fan, and maybe not many coaches, but many fans and many athletes say, oh, we were the better team. Well, to me, that matters 0%. Because, yes, you were the better team. And were the Niners the better team last year in the Super Bowl? You could argue that they were, but you lost the game.
Yep.
And why you lost the game, we can all point fingers wherever we want to point them, but the bottom line is you didn't win the Super Bowl. So were you the better team? That even makes it more infuriating. And that's where what Debo said becomes triggering because, yeah, you've been the best team for a while now. Well, why do you only have Halas trophies and no Lombardi?
I think that's a great point. And that's why I started this by saying it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
I can agree with it on some level and still feel like it's really hard to hear. It only picks the scab of the 49er fan. And that's who we want to talk to right now. So let's go. When you hear Debo Samuel say, we have been the best team in the league for a while, how does it make you feel? What's your reaction to that? 888-957-9570. We want to take your phone calls, and we want to take them now because, again, Greg Cosell's coming up at 3:15. It's all you until then and after that as well. When you hear Debo say, we've been the best team in the league for a while, how does that make you feel, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. We look forward to your calls. We're sponsored by Robert Half, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World champion of what?
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It's nothing like an energetic crossover to get your day just heading in the right direction.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was hot.
I hope you know that, Steiny. Maybe Steiny is listening to classical music on his way home right now. I don't know. But I hope you know that. I love that stuff. Can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
You are.
This guy is such a D.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the only one who thinks that. And I'm fine with that, too. So, let's go to the phones, okay?
You want to go to the phones?
I want to go to the phones. And those of you just joining us, we're reacting to this. Debo Samuel. Cleats and Convos with Debo Samuel podcast. Peep this. Come for the Debo. Stay for the last sentence.
Kind of same thing, kind of like be your best self, and like, as long as you know you left it all out there, and like, win, lose, or draw, like, as long as you know you gave it everything, it's like, you ain't got no regrets at all.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like, my eyes, like, we've been on the best team in the league for a while.
We've been the best team in the league for a while, and, you know, split the difference a little bit in my mind. I get why he feels that way. It's hard for 49ers to hear that right now. So I understand where Grandy's coming from. Grandy's mad at this, and I understand it. That's hard to hear. I also understand where he's coming from, where A, he's on the team, so obviously he feels that way. But B, if you think the Niners, quote, should have won each time they play the Chiefs, then somewhere in your belly, in my opinion, you think the Niners are the best team too.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, and I just look at results, and you and I have had a long battle, and we will forever as long as we're on the show together, about process versus results. Mm-hmm. You're a process guy. I'm a results guy, and I look at what they've done in the last 3 years, and they're not the best team. And the last 5 years since Debo's been here, they're not the best team. You don't have the most wins. You don't have the most rings. You might have the best roster. Fine, that's subjective, but objectively, you're not the best team, because the best team over a five-year period should at least win one time, and you haven't.
Although, could he argue that what his words were for a while? I don't know that that was 5 years. I don't know that it's his whole career. They're obviously a much different team under Brock Purdy than they are under Jimmy Garoppolo, and most would argue better.
Fine.
So maybe he's talking about for the last 2 years.
Okay. And even at that, they don't have the most wins, and no, they don't have the most Super Bowls, so I would argue that you're not the best team. Now, you're among the best teams, and as a player, I'm not mad at him for thinking that, because I want my players to think that, but at the same time, it does make me feel a little bit, like, triggered, especially now that you're injured.
Yeah, well, and I don't know when this was recorded. That's the other thing. This hit this morning. And the timing's not great. You lost last week. You're hurt. This is not the time for the Niners receivers to be on a couch squawking about how amazing they are. Brandon, and we'll ask Greg Cosell this, but Brandon Ayuk is not separating, nor is he getting catches. Is it his fault? I don't know. Greg Cosell will help us with that. And Debo's hurt. Not the time, but this is when it got released.
Right.
Then again, it's his podcast.
Thank you. So you could control the release.
Yeah, you
if
could.
You realize, hey, I'm hurt and this may land in a certain way, maybe we don't want to release it. You could have held it back, but clearly he released it. And I know he's always on the Up and Adams podcast with Kay Adams. And I thought that's where this came from, but apparently this is his own podcast. So go ahead. Your content is your own. You can release whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. I'm not clapping back at that. I just kind of disagree with the notion that they're the best team.
888-957-9570. Niner fans, when you hear Deebo Samuel say, "We've been the best team for a while," how does it make you feel? Miguel in Hawaii. Aloha, Miguel.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Originally from Modesto, but out here right now. But hey, just to make the point clear, so on paper, the Niners are the best team per player, talent-wise. And in theory, if you have the most talented roster, you should be the best team in the league. Everyone knows that the Niners had what it took to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's just a matter of actually getting it done. Everyone was betting on the Niners to get it done. It just didn't happen. So, yes, the Niners do have the best team. They just couldn't get it done. It just wasn't their night. And a quick note on Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
I think the Rams game is going to be his come-out game. Look out for that. I just think he needed a couple games to get in his groove, and then everyone's going to want to be buying his jerseys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Miguel. I hope so. I hope somebody offensively is dynamic this weekend. We'll get to some sort of idiosyncrasies with this Niners-Rams matchup a little bit later on in the show, and obviously with Greg Cosell, who's coming up here in a little bit over a half hour. I mean, what I hear there, and some have said this on the Xfinity Mobile text line as well, something to be said for this, I think. In the NFL, the playoffs are single elimination. And so almost a little bit easier to look at a game and go, well, wait a minute. You know, even go back the year before. I walked away from the Eagles-Niners NFC Championship game not saying the Niners were better. I walked away saying, we'll never know. We'll never know because the playing field did not end up equal. And that happens sometimes because single elimination and because football and hellacious injuries all the time.
Yeah, and if you would have had Sam Darnold as your backup, you might have had a chance to still win that game.
Maybe.
So you didn't, and you had Josh Johnson, and you know he turned out to not be the guy that you were looking for in that spot, and you ran out of quarterbacks. And so, yeah, ultimately it doesn't matter if the Niners were better than the Eagles or not, and I thought the Eagles were better. Steiny, I hope you're listening. I thought the Eagles were better anyway in that game where Brock Purdy's arm fell off, but it doesn't matter. And you could say the Niners have had the best team for a while, and that's great, and it's a soundbite, and we're going to play off of it, but you have to go out there and show me. The Dodgers have to go out there and win a World Series in a full season with a full playoff and everybody ready to go and play baseball. And if you don't, then it becomes a failure. And it's the same thing with any other team in any other sport, a team that has the best roster, you have to go out there and get it done when the chips are down.
Well, and he didn't even use that word. You know what I mean? Best roster. He said best team.
Fine.
And again, I want him feeling that way. Well,
and I wonder what best team means. For me, it means best roster, but whatever. I can't put myself into Debo's head. For me, best team means best roster, best head coach, best everything.
I think
we've got the best team.
I think to him it means we should have won.
Right.
And I agree with him.
You should have won. But you didn't.
And then you get to label that however you want. You want to call that a choker? You want to call it disappointing? Do you want to call it now you're not the best team? You can call it whatever you want. I agree with him that if we're just going to like zero in on last year, I thought they were the best team. I thought they were better than the Chiefs. I still do.
But that's an interesting way to look at it because were they better than the Packers? Maybe not.
Well,
were they better than the Lions?
So, were they better than the Ravens?
No, they certainly were not better than the Ravens on that night. That's to my point, Grandy, is ultimately you only have to be the best team in that game on that night in that matchup.
Sure.
And the Packers gave you a gift and the Lions gave you a couple of gifts.
Yeah, but we do this throughout the year, right? Like you've been big on what the Niners rest advantage/disadvantage is. So if we're going to bring topics like that up, that's sort of how it lands with me, which is to say, well, we're not at the same starting gate. And there are advantages and disadvantages based on rest, based on travel, based on time of game, based on injury list. All of these things happen in any given game and can affect the outcome of the game. And I don't know that that's a referendum on, therefore, quote, who's the best team.
Fair, but if you want to take that to the playoffs last year, you had the rest advantage against Green Bay by a week.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay played the week before. You were the top seed. You played at home. You had a week, and you had to dig deep to win that game.
That one's hard to sort of figure. You know, like, did Green Bay outplay the Niners for more of the night than the other way around? Probably.
Yeah.
It's close. Same thing with the Lions. Like, the right. Lions owned a half, and then the Niners owned a half.
They did. And, you know, the Niners owned a half, and Dan Campbell kind of made it so that they were able to escape it. And then you had even rest with Kansas City on a neutral field, and you owned most of that game, and you didn't get it done.
It's sports, though, right? Like,
sports, man.
Sports.
Man.
You dropped the ball on the one. You dropped the ball on the 1 yard line. Aaron Jones did it last weekend. And
that thing got punched out.
Yeah, but like a lot of people.
Shout out Mike Tyson.
You know what I mean? If we really start zeroing in, go all the way to each of these individual efforts and how a game can swing in a large way because of these individual plays, or a ball bounces off of a helmet, for example.
Yep.
And is that a referendum on who the best team is? You know, I always respected something that Tiger Woods said years ago. He was going into the Masters, and this is in the middle of the Tiger stuff now. And he's going into the Masters, and someone asked him, what's it going to take to win this week? And one of the first things he said, he goes, breaks. I need breaks. And Tiger, obviously, not only did he think he was the best, he was. You know, I mean, golf maybe is a stupid example here, but then again, there's a piece of it. Who's the best golfer? Is most of the time not going to win the tournament. Most of the time. Scottie Scheffler, with all of his wins, most of the time he doesn't.
Yeah, tough example because he won most of the time this year.
Right, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, totally.
He's the best. The best doesn't win every time, and golf is not like football, and football is not like baseball, like basketball, like hockey.
Basketball, the best team wins more often than any other sport.
I agree with you.
Baseball, it's a little bit, you know, based on dominance. You could have a pitcher come in and dominate, like the Giants. They won 3 World Series because they had, at times, dominant pitchers who dominated in the postseason. And it was Timmy, a lot of Mad Bum, a little bit of Matt Cain, but they had performances that were dominant that helped them in that way. Football is much more of a crapshoot, but to Debo's comment about we've had the best team for a while, well, then you need to get one of these done. And I'm, you know, I hate to be on Team Grandy, but it becomes a little bit frustrating if you're the best team and you don't win at all.
It's hard to hear. I totally agree with you. Then again, in any sport, I could give you examples. Like, for those of you who want to play this black and white, and Grandy, I'm not necessarily saying that you are, maybe a little bit, maybe not as firm as, like, for instance, most recent text that just came in, Xfinity Mobile text line 925. Dude, the best team is the team that wins it all. Stop doing mental gymnastics to convince yourself the Niners are the best. All right, so I will do this coming up here sometime soon. I'm going to make a list in the history of championships in the major sports where somebody won it all, and there's no way in hell you think they're the best team. No way in hell. Like, upsets happen. Upsets happen, and you will not walk away being like, well, they were the best. I get where you're coming from, and you can look at it that way. I don't, and that comes down to how we want to define the word.
Right.
Let's go to Jorvell in Antioch. Hey, Jorvell, thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas. And thank you for taking my call. For our first time calling into your guys' show.
Thank you.
You guys are doing an awesome job, doing a great job. So follow me real quick. So he said, let's break down what he said. They were the best team for a while.
Yep.
To qualify for a while, right, you have to have a team that's been to the NFC Championship multiple consecutive years, which the Niners have. So you can qualify them as one of the best teams. In the Super Bowl, they were pretty much the best team up until the fourth quarter. The caveat to me is they were the best team, but they have the worst moment. They always kind of end up, something happens, whether it's Brock Purdy's arm, whether it's a muff punt, whether it's Shahan making a bonehead decision at the for overtime. But they are, I believe, they are the best teams, but they have the worst moments.
That's an interesting way to put it. Joe Bell, thank you very much. And again, Deebo Samuel says on his podcast, we've been the best team for a while. Niner fans, when you hear that, how does it make you feel? 888-957-9570. Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. And I'm kind of with you, Dibs, I think this is what Jorvell's getting at. In a way, hearing Deebo say that, it frustrates you even more. Because let's say you are like me, and there's at least portions of you that agree with what Debo's saying, it becomes even more frustrating that you haven't gotten over the top.
Right.
That you haven't done it. Because you are. You should have. You are. I thought they were the best team all last year. That's why I feel like I can say that. There were days where they weren't the best team out there. Certainly on Christmas, my God, they stunk. But all year long, I'm like, you watch all the games and take in info months at a time. I think this is the best team, but they didn't do it.
But they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So you can be the best team all you want, and you know, you go to any beauty pageant where you've got the best looking pageant contestant, and she's killing it in the swimsuit and the evening gown is wonderful. And then she gets to the interview and it's like, what's the capital of North Dakota? And she says Paris. And it's like, oh boy, there goes that pageant winner. It doesn't matter if you're the best team. If you get to Super Bowl Sunday and you don't get it done,
sure,
and you have a play in the red zone where you score a touchdown and you probably will win the game, and you have a blocker go the wrong way, you get a free runner, the quarterback has no time, and a wide open Ayuk is not hit, and you settle for three, and you give Mahomes the ball, and he scores a touchdown, and you lose. So it comes down to any of these games, and we can look at last Sunday. Think about the five biggest plays in that game, and of the five biggest plays, Minnesota won four of them. The 97-yard touchdown, the punt block. The one that I'm thinking about that the Niners actually won would be the fourth down to Juwan Jennings, where Brock threw it into
beautiful
double coverage.
And gosh, that was a great throw.
But
yeah,
the majority of the big plays were won by Minnesota. So
absolutely,
it doesn't matter if you're the best team, if you can't win the big game.
But then again, like, they have won plenty of big games. And think about if we, you know, you mentioned the NBA, where most often the best team wins. And you're absolutely right. But we do this in football, often based on one game. Think about if we did that in basketball. Think about that now.
One game.
One game.
Yep.
Like the Warriors. Give me the 9 losses when they went 73-9. Give me who they lost to. Like, are we going to suggest, at least on that given night, that Charlotte was better than the Warriors? Or did they just win the game? And there are factors involved in that. That's why there are seasons. Like, an entire season is what determines that.
Right.
And it does become difficult in a football way. Like, no one's going to argue over the last, if you did make this about the last 2 or 5 years, it's a pretty hard argument to not say that the Chiefs are the best team. I don't know how the hell you would argue anything else. And that's what he's doing here. But I pause because the Chiefs are the best team. And in this city, we run around all day long going, they should have won both times. Well, then that sort of means to me that you think somewhere in you,
right,
that the Niners are better.
I don't think about it that way because you didn't. And you had two chances at it. And each time you had a lead, and each time you didn't get it done. And I'm looking at the numbers since 2019, and the Chiefs are 65-20 in the regular year, and the Niners are 55-30.
Yeah, playing,
very good.
But you're playing different. Like, they're not
agreed,
running the same schedule.
And I would agree with you more had they not had a couple of big head-to-heads in the Super Bowl, and also head-to-heads in the regular season.
Yeah, they haven't
beaten Kansas
them.
City
smacked them.
They tapped that.
Yeah.
I won't do it, Grandy.
They've only played Brock once.
Be careful.
Like, I find these versions of the Niners get grouped and they're not the same. I don't find Shanahan's first Super Bowl team to be Shanahan's second Super Bowl team.
But they both lost.
They both lost to the same team.
Right.
Sort of.
In similar fashion.
And there's a lot of different players on both teams.
Both sides, yeah.
Yeah.
Kansas City beat with defense more in this last one than they did the first time.
No doubt. And they were a better defensive team this time around than they were the time before. Dustin in Martinez is next up. 888-957-9570. Hi, Dustin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Of course. Yeah, man, as soon as I heard that, I instantly thought, if you ain't first, you're last, you know? I've heard, I just felt like best of, best team out there. I just thought, oh, yeah, the best loser out there. So, you know, it's kind of like first place at losing, basically, is what I thought.
Hey, Dustin, can I ask you what you do for a living?
Not racing.
Okay.
I work with utility companies. Why?
Okay. Is your utility company the absolute number one in its industry?
No.
No. Okay. Do you think your company's a loser?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That turned on you in a hurry. That's
I kind of, that call went for me the same way the Super Bowl went for the Niners. Winning, 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 lost.
Yep. It's not the same in business. And
of course
that
it's
was
not.
An unfair
No, it's
parallel.
Not. No, it's not.
You put the caller into an unfair situation.
Why?
Because you could be second in business and still be a winner. You can't be second in football and still think, oh, we get a Lombardi too because we showed a profit.
Nobody's calling for Capri Suns and trophies for everybody. But I don't find, like, if you characterize the last 5 years of Niner football as Loserville, come on, man.
It's not Loserville.
They're not losers.
But they're not the best team in football.
And Grandy almost broke his neck nodding when this guy said that the Super Bowl loser is the first loser. They're not losers. Like, I get it. It's frustrating as hell. And they lost the game. And it's disappointing. And it's all of these things. But you cannot characterize the last 5 years of 49er football as they're like the biggest losers. You can't do that.
Characterize it as?
Disappointing, frustrating, hell, tons of fun throughout. The journey's great. It's a really good football team. We've had this age-old debate, Dibs and I, so many times. And a great question, for example, would be, and this was kind of thrown out, would you rather be a Rams fan right now or a Niners fan for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
You get 5 years, essentially, outside of the one wonky torn ACL. You get 5 years of like, dude, you're dancing. You are always dancing, but you ain't got that thing. And the Rams, you got that thing, and then you've got 4 years of high-level Suckville. I'm taking the Niners.
They're 46-39 over the last 5 years, since 2019, the Rams.
The Rams.
So slightly above 500, mostly like 9-8, 10-7, 7-10 years, but
best
a ring.
Best player always hurt.
But a ring.
Yep.
You got a bowl. And you can't include the fact that their Super Bowl did not include like a big time parade because the market that they're in is different. And we know that. And if you're in LA, the Rams are the fourth professional team behind the Raiders, USC, and LAFC soccer team. And then you get to the Rams.
Yeah. So Dodgers, Lakers, all of it.
I mean,
all
if you really want to rank it.
Sure.
I mean, UCLA men's volleyball, all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's a little different down in LA, but if you would have taken that level of success, 46-39, and put it here, would Niner fan want that? One Lombardi in 4 years of mediocrity?
Not me.
This?
I understand if you say yes. Not me. I got Rams fans in the family. I'm having way more fun every Sunday than they are. Way more fun. They're 0-2, and both their receivers are on IR.
Yep.
We're having way more fun. 7.5-point favorites
in
their building.
They're about to get trucked at quote-unquote home.
Home, yeah.
Not to give away my pick early and fade the Dibber, now 4-2. Fade me at your own risk.
Don't jump to the Niner game. We got a Thursday Nighter tomorrow first.
Oh, and I already have the lock.
All right, beautiful.
And you know I'm going to win it.
You're hot.
Fade me at your own risk.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Greg Cosell in 20 minutes, but up next, more of you. Debo Samuel says, been the best team in the league for a while. 49er fans, how's that make you feel? Take your phone calls next, Willard and Dibs.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.